Artificial intelligence in hospitality industry. This is what we're going to be discussing today. The objectives of this chapter is to study the past and current applications and trends of artificial intelligence in hospitality and tourism, to understand emerging opportunities and challenges facing AI applications in hospitality and tourism, and to understand the future potentials. So let us start with the introduction. AI tech advancements are highly disruptive. AI, as soon as it's been introduced, is the most disruptive thing because it's going to change the way the businesses look at it. AI market to hit 305.9 billion in 2024, growing at 738.8 billion by 2030. CAGR at 15.83%. Hospitality and tourism specifically is a 7.6 trillion revenue, 292 million employees. Accounts for nearly 10% of global GDP and 1 in 10 jobs. Projected growth will create more jobs, highlight economic importance. AI is transforming the hospitality industry in itself. It has already transformed a lot of it, and it is going to transform even further. It facilitates customer interactions, answers queries, navigates airports, gives travel recommendations, check-in, check-out, hotel services. We'll discuss all these points in complete totality in the following slides. AI uses vast data and learning to offer tailored services, and service providers streamlines operations, cut costs, and enhances customer service. What is the hospitality industry? Basically, it's a home away from home. Basically, it serves people away from their home. Apart from accommodations, it's got food and beverage, it's got travel and tourism, it's got entertainment and recreation, meeting and events. And with changing expectations, hospitality industries also started serving people at home. Order home online, lots of other aspects of services at home are coming. AI will be used for guest experience and optimization of revenue. AI market value today is 100 billion, projected to reach 2 trillion by 2030. And hospitality has to adopt to AI. It has to be updated. Now, let's go through the importance of AI in the hospitality industry. What are the few aspects? So, how AI will efficiently handle tasks? What does that mean when I say efficiently handle tasks? It means that AI will move, will ensure that repetitive tasks are no longer operated by humans and will become faster and quicker. So it will also ensure time and energy is saved. Cost is saved because of that. By using technology, always technology minimizes errors. Any types of technology will minimize errors. And AI will ensure it even further. Because the repetitive tasks are going out of the system. Like, for example, reservations. When earlier reservations used to come by mail, someone was typing it in, rewriting mails, all that is going to go away. All that will become automated. That will minimize errors, spell checks, everything will happen automatically. It will free up staff for more strategic activities. So the reservation assistant can then and think about how to enhance my reservations, how to get more bookings. Which the AI will also help. It will do predictive analytics, which will help as the reservation assistant to gear up for tomorrow. It will help improve decision making by doing that. And more than anything else, in AI, because of all these things which get automated, enhances guest experience. What happens to the person who is handling all these repetitive tasks? He gets freed up. When he gets freed up, he uses that time to enhance the guest experience. Plus, the knowledge which the AI gives will allow him to use it. So it becomes very, very important. And allows him to tailor guest experiences. For example, and I'll tell you, all my social media and everything, if the AI realizes I have certain preferences and tells the hotel staff that these are my preferences, I can tailor his experience as a hospitality. So that is a very important aspect for AI in the hospitality. It will give my guest real-time assistance. So if I am using in chatbot or a voice assistant, and then anything asked to the voice assistant, it will give real-time assistance. Obviously, all this optimizes my operations, because all these are all operational aspects. They'll optimize my operations, make tasks easier, faster, and allow my staff to work on guest experience, on interaction with the guests. It'll optimize my operation. Another aspect of AI is predictive maintenance. See, with these smart technologies, smart AC, smart that, you come to know all these levels of everything in a minute. So the AI predict, okay, now this is the time for service. This is the time, instead of that manual thing which you do, it'll all happen through AI and it'll make it very efficient. So you can use the technology which you have efficiently. It'll help me optimize my energy management. Energy management is a big thing, because hospitality industry uses energy like nothing. Electricity and energy is used like nothing. So it will help me optimize. There's no guest in the room. The guest walks out. Heat technology ensures that the lights go off. The air conditioning is turned off. Temperature technology will ensure that temperature. The AI is going to enhance all that. So predictive maintenance and optimization of energy and all this, encompassed with all my guests, all my staff being able to concentrate on the guests much more than repetitive tasks, will ensure my guest satisfaction levels go up. And when guest satisfaction level goes up, when a person is satisfied with a particular hotel, he's going to come back to that hotel, which will create loyalty. See, I just said this, it'll streamline customer queries and routine tasks. Customer queries, any query can be handled. They give valuable insight. I mean, can you imagine? I've said this earlier, I'll say this again, that if a person knows what I want, he will ensure that is already there. And AI will be able to process all my data and give the person those valuable insights, which will allow me to improve my service. Therefore, allow me to also improve my performance. A lot of hospitality brands have started using robotic servers, AI systems to respond to guest-centric experiences, and we will discuss those in the coming chapters. We'll go with examples also. Importance of AI in various departments of hotel. Hotel operations. What can an AI do? Which are the general repetitive tasks which it will allow me to move on? One, an AI can do a contactless check-in. Facial recognition can happen and a person can be checked into a room knowing that the person is coming. Second, it can provide personalized service. It goes through all my data, all my social media data, all my other data, and it recommends a personal service for me. So it personalizes the service. It adds to my customer support. How does it add to my customer support? You know, those chatbots and things like that, they are all tools of adding to customer support. human support and AI support mixed together will add to a customer support. So there are certain questions of AI can answer on its own. AI can take that, take your queries, and if there are certain tasks which to be performed for those queries, can direct it to the employees and ensure those tasks are complete. There are many smart housekeeping tools which have come in the market. We will discuss those in coming. And it'll optimize my pricing. All this we will discuss. Smart energy management. This is what, you know, we just went through and we're going to go through in depth later. But smart energy management is a very important aspect for a hotel. It helps the hotel save on energy costs. Not only that, a guest moves out of the room, automatically switches off the lights, the air conditioning. It can also ensure that everything gets managed as per guest requirement also. The guest doesn't like very bright lights and the room has bright lights. It can, you know, lower lights as per guest requirement. So that is also the aspect. It reduces weight. Waste. Waste is, anyway, hospitality industry produces a lot of waste. So waste reduction is a very important aspect. And AI tools help you reduce waste. Helps you do e-management of waste. And provides operational efficiency. All these things provide operational efficiency. Operational efficiency is the main reason why AI is going to be used everywhere. Hotel revenue management. In hotel revenue management, revenue forecasting is one of the most important things. Normally, how revenue forecasting is done by taking previous days records, previous years records, and previous months records. Looking at the trends in the previous days, you start forecasting what the demand is going to be. And then your pricing strategy also happens that way. But with AI, that whole thing, the whole scenario changes. AI does all the analysis within itself, plus it sees what's happening outside. It looks at your competitors and looks at your environment, tourists which are coming into your city, how many have come, how many are predicted to come, how many flights are booked and full, and according to that makes your demand analysis and optimizes your pricing based also on your competitors' analysis. And then demand and supply, AI will adjust all your rates accordingly. So it becomes a very dynamic and fluid marketplace where dynamic pricing becomes very important. With all this is related to inventory optimization. A room unsold for a night is a room unsold forever. So you have to minimize unsold inventory. It's a room in loss. So you have to ensure that all rooms make some money. The other important aspect is personalized pricing and promotions, which an AI is going to do beautifully for every guest. So you can do a promotion of a mango festival to a guest who is coming. But I won't do a promotion to the second guest, the other guest, because he doesn't eat mango promotion. I'll go another promotion to him. So it tailorizes my promotions. It offers tailored pricing. And it gives a very personalized experience even in pricing. Therefore, in hotel revenue management, AI is going to play its biggest role in hospitality. See, like I said, real-time optimization happens because of this. It's adjusting the prices and based on guest data. Now, let's take for an example. Guests can afford a suite in your hotel. What is looking at a deluxe room? So AI will do upselling, cross-selling, will try and sell other services also. Because automatically will happen depending on what that guest is usually prefers. So that is the level it can go to, that it in real time. Let's say I've gone into the website of Indian Hotels, for example. And I'm looking at various properties. And I'm coming to Mumbai. So I'm looking at the three properties in Mumbai. And I'm looking at it. So if I'm trying to see President, but Taj is also what I can, automatically cross-selling and upselling happens. Taj Mahal is more expensive than President. And knowing my other preferences, I can do the upselling for all products of Taj. So that what AI can do in a context of hotel revenue management. So how does it do it? It detects patterns, anomalies in revenue data. It detects patterns by using all the various services, uncovers new opportunities. Now, for example, Novum Hospitality enhanced profitability through digitization and automation, using cloud-based revenue management for informed pricing, forecasting, and distribution decisions. Now, mostly all hotel chains have moved towards this. And with the advent of AI, this is going to become even bigger and bigger and bigger, because you're going to use different technologies also. You're going to add in. Currently, you're using your own data, but now you're going to use the data of all various sources which you can take, the social media, other aspects, and you can analyze that data also. So it's going to become a bigger and bigger thing. Revenue insights is going to be important. Let's talk about hotel marketing. Now, because revenue and marketing go hand in hand, let's be very clear. So, predictive analysis will be repetitive in every aspect. You will forecast market trends and customer behavior. It's going to repeat in marketing, sales, and in this. But the main aspect of where this will, in hotel marketing, will it enhance, it will make personalized campaigns. So your customer segmentations and your campaign management becomes very, very easier. So all data which is available with your hotel and all data which is available outside the hotel premises also in terms of social media, and on the basis of customer segments, the whole analysis can be done. So with that, you can effectively forecast customer behavior. Once you are effectively forecasting customer behavior, you can personalize campaigns depending on behavior, demographics, everything goes hand in hand. And then you can make decisions for effective strategies that will also allow you to tell where you should campaign, where you're going to campaign. The places where you're going to campaign in social media, which social media to use, which influencer to use. You can identify effective influencers for these campaigns. You can monitor them. Now the beauty of AI is going to be, is when I go and use an influencer to market my product, I can monitor through social media and through AI effectively, much more than I can monitor with human monitoring, much more effectively and quickly, how my campaign is going and how much the social influencer has been able to influence my campaign in a positive manner, which will help me automate my ad targeting for better budget efficiency also. Where should I target my ads? Should I put it on YouTube? In YouTube also, which type of YouTube this should I want? Where, which demographic should I hit? If I am hotel frequented more by international travelers than Indian travelers, then in India, then I have to look at where the international travelers are coming from, where the travelers are coming from but not staying in my hotel also, and how to it, what are they viewing? Then I have to look at to how to provide real-time interaction and personalized recommendations, which are your normal chatbots and virtual assistants and all will come and help in that. But I have to look at all these aspects. All that will be will help me better manage my budget. With AI, this becomes a faster and more effective tool than human interference. The human interference can be for the final decision after the generation and analysis of the tool using AI. Again, like I said, in hotel sales also the same thing will reappear. Because all these are all interlinked. Sales, marketing and operations are all interlinked. So, I mean, and revenue are all interlinked. Forecast demand, target business value efficiently. The one thing in sales is, in sales, you are going directly to a company or to a person and trying to interact with the person so that they put you on the list in their business, especially business sales, in number one. So, I mean, preferred for my staff to use or authorized for my staff to use. But what, and business travelers have to be given first preferences. So when you're doing your sales, you have to analyze the businesses in which businesses are giving businesses. What are the facilities which your hotel has, which the business traveler would require? If there needs to upgradation of those facilities. What are the leads? Which leads all can be generated through AI. So instead of searching for leads themselves, the AI can automatically tell the sales guy, you go to this company, meet this guy. So he's concentrating mainly on client management, client relationship, closing the deal. What is the kind of business he can give as the effective rate which he will give? So all these approaches are a little different in all three, but all the three, sales, marketing and revenue, are all in one gambit. So they all get affected by this. Then you can provide personalized 24/7 support for business travelers. You can tell your customer, see, we've got this assistant. You just have to put click on or download this app and the assistant will help you support anyone from your business travel 24/7. It'll help you analyze engagements which are being done. Another aspect of sales is group sales. Group is basically of more than 10 people, minimum 10 people. Normally it's more than 20 people, but we now consider 10 people and above groups. And you give optimized solutions to groups. You analyze group behaviors, identify new revenue opportunities with groups. And all that tracking can be done through AI. Groups, you know, change the dynamics. A free individual traveler or a business traveler traveling alone behaves differently when he's with a group. So the whole analysis of the group management is another aspect which helps in sales. Guest experience. AI is going to be and is already started becoming transformative in guest experience. Now, guest experiences comes with two ways. One is guest expectations. Guest expectations with growing technology has changed from time to time and will continue to change from time to time. So their experiences also will continue to change because of their expectations. But what AI lets a hotel do is analyze the guest behavior across platforms, see the and allows the hotel to personalize service. It automates most of the aspects of generating data, of controlling things like virtual assistant. What are the virtual assistant which you do? You can have an Alexa, like for example, we said Alexa earlier, can be put on a room as a virtual assistant. What can Alexa do? Control the entire, make it a smart room, control the entire smart room. But also what it can do is provide assistance. It can provide for bookings in the restaurant, etc., 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 notifications into different departments from you. You want a, let's say for example, you want a bottle of water, water is over in the room, you say, Alexa, inform housekeeping to send me water. It informs housekeeping to send you water. That is what a virtual assistant can do. And provide concierge service. The other aspect is, by monitoring threats proactively, you know, he uses facial technology and other technologies to monitor threats, movement, you know, AI can and virtually read movements and learn and from facial expressions, can monitor any unauthorized person moving around, any persons are suspiciously moving around, and immediately inform security that please check so and so person. And so this with proactiveness increases. Not that humans can't do this. Humans will usually do this. But human error then gets reduced. Machine error starts. But an AI will learn on its own. Will become better and better with time. Then the fact that you can do virtual tours, help in room selection and events, I mean, you use virtual reality, augmented reality, and you integrate both of them and makes a dynamic tool. The other aspect is automated checkouts, automated check-ins we talked about, facial recognition check-ins. Even in the room, when you're outside the room, I don't need a key. I just walk in front of the room and the door opens because it recognizes my face. I can do automated checkout via mobile also. I can do automated checkout. You can do it via kiosk. I can do it via voice commands. Bills would be sent electronically. So all this can happen through it. Let's get to human resource department. In human resources, AI is going to play a major role. See, what happens in the hospitality industry is it's an ever-changing industry, so there is a huge turnover of employees. And there are a lot of people who keep continuously employing, because it employs also from the most uneducated to the most educated person, as long as he's skill-trained. So it'll automate resume screening. The initial interview process can happen. Background checks can happen automatically. Then prediction of employee behavior and market trends. And job applicants can be assisted but through AI. But overall, even with that, it also helps in terms of training and hiring the right employees for the right kind of job. It forecasts demand to optimize scheduling. Now, you're making a duty roster. So when you're making a duty roster, the forecasting or demand how many people you require a particular shift or a particular time, and how many you require overall, depending on what your sale is going to be, the forecasting demand becomes a very important aspect. So that work can be transferred to any AI. Any AI can look at all your performances, how much of training requirement is there, give you, you know, identify complete training for a person. This is a very difficult task. Person needs training, but in what? Is it behavioral aspect? Is it technical aspect? What aspect it is? So that an AI can do very efficiently. And it can track engagements. All this will do what? You will have better sourced employees. Your employee will be updated at all times because the AI helps you, tells you what needs to be trained and probably uses digital technologies to train also at points of time. And therefore, you will retain more employees. And you will have more, because you will retain more employees and they become more efficient, then you will have a much better, retention power. So it helps in improving recruitment, it helps in improving in operations, it also helps in improving guest service, it also helps in improving safety. All these are covered in terms of your staff. So human resources, also AI is going to play a huge role. Distribution strategy. Now when it comes to distribution strategy, we analyze what demographics we are in, the local competition which is there, what is the visitor data. Now all this moves to AI. All this manual labor of getting the data, looking at more, it takes time. All that moves to AI, which it will be using its own tools and using all the data available to it, which will be available to you also when you do it. So it's the same data which is there. But you are collecting the data, AI will automatically collect it. And it will define the channel distribution. MMT ko itna dena, isko itna deta, isko dena, it will refine it. And it'll look at your demographics and look at the clients where they're coming from, and it'll you know look at your brand image, and it'll analyze everything using social media and all other channels, using key metrics, and help you fine line your strategy, create a better brand image, create a brand which is more acceptable. So all that will help in that distribution strategy. It gives you business intelligence also. You know, when you're doing all that, you're collecting competition and data. It's giving you competition. What are they doing? What are we doing? It is telling you how your guests are engaging with your brand. It is telling you how your guests are reacting to you within your hotel and outside your hotel. It's giving you insights into that. It's cleaning all the data, so we spend a lot of time on these spreadsheets looking at non-necessary data. That non-necessary data gets cleaned out. So it is giving you full business intelligence, and it is giving you intelligence which is actionable intelligence. Yeah, instead of wasting time and energy on non-actionable intelligence, for a company, actionable intelligence using data is very important. Key applications of AI in the hospitality industry. See, we've been saying this right from the beginning of this chapter, that guest experience and streamlining operations are the two main aspects. And it has to be integrated throughout the process. One more important aspect to it is analyzing guest feedback and tasks and automating tasks. Analyzing guest feedback is one of the most important. You know, when you analyze guest feedback, you know where you have to improve. You know where you're going wrong and where you're going right. And it takes a long time for a human being to analyze the guest feedback. With an AI, this process becomes faster, therefore making you react to the guest feedback much faster. And other aspect of it is, it doesn't only take the feedback of 1 month or 10 days or 7 days, which we as hoteliers usually tend to do, is look at feedback for 7 days to 1 month. This would analyze all the guest feedback and tell you where you improve, where you not, and where you need to improve. So it provides key differentiations. It provides you unique capabilities, which allows you to enhance as a hospitality. When it comes to customer service, 24/7 customer service can be provided. Now the beauty of AI in customer services. One, you can use chatbots and all to provide personalized guest assistance. But it can also help in telling a person local recommendations. It can be accurate, it can be empathetic, all these things are there. But the huge part of customer service is that not only telling the customer what, providing him assistance, but also telling the staff what it needs to do to ensure that the quality is maintained with the customer and the customer satisfaction goes up. So it supports the service quality. So these, you can scale up your service quality much higher than what you can even imagine. Personalized and recommending systems. Now, how does an AI do it? AI looks at historical data, past data, present data. All your images and everything, how your behavioral patterns and everything, and analyzes you as a human being, like another human being would do. Once it has analyzed you, it looks at what it says what your preferences are, and it recommends personalized recommendations to you. It also personalizedly recommends the hotel to provide you with those recommendations. So you can, as a hotel, anticipate needs. It will not only help that, AI can put reminders to you so that accuracy is over time is improved. It deepens your connection with the guest. And it provides for guest satisfaction. A satisfied guest is more likely to come back to you. And when he comes back to you, he becomes a repeat guest. And when they keep repeating, he becomes a loyal guest. That's how you create loyalty. I'll give you examples. The three examples right in front of you. A Loft Hotel uses AI for smart room technologies. I've been talking about Amazon Echo. Offering customized temperature, lighting, local recommendations, restaurant suggestions, and personalized itineraries. That's an example. Dorchester Collection enhances guest experience with AI and ML, analyzing feedback, reviews, and polls. I just spoke about all this. And Hopper app, with 600 million plus ticket sales, uses AI and machine language for predicting optimal hotel and flight pricing, advising users on the best booking time. So this is a very interesting app. What it does is it analyzes when hotels change times. So it'll tell you and when what prices would be. So it predicts that and advises you, don't book now, book after 1 hour, book tomorrow. It'll give you a better price. So that's what it does. Now, revenue management and dynamic pricing. We discussed this earlier. We're going to go into it a little more. For dynamic pricing, what do you need to know? You need to know what my competitors are doing. If my competitor is selling a room at 5,000 and I am selling that same category room and the same similar things for 8,000, a person is going to go to my competitor. So analyzing their dynamic pricing also the AI will do for you. But it will also look at the demand at that point of time. I may be selling that at 8,000, but I may have only 10% occupancy left to fill. But he has 50% occupancy left to fill. That's why his pricing is lower. So undercutting will also be highlighted to you. So all that entire market trend, it analyzes. So it helps you do dynamic pricing. And helps you adjust real time based on the current insight. So only 10% room inventory is left, for example. But it is for today. And the guy has got 50%, so he has gone down. I will have to go down, otherwise my 10% inventory will go unfulfilled. But if it is after 3 days, I can afford to wait for a couple of more days. So all that will be done by dynamic. That is all dynamic prices in real-time basis. And predictive analysis will inform pricing and inventory decisions. This is a very important aspect. Like I said, in the last slide, when we went through the app, we said what it does. It predicts. So by using past trends and patterns, it will predict what the dynamic pricing should be. All what does all this do? It enhances revenue, profitability, and market competitiveness. It'll help me compete better in the market and become a leader in my market segment. Chatbots and virtual assistants, smart in-room assistants. What are smart in-room assistants? So I can have an Amazon Echo, like we gave an example, which will help me give all that information which it does, 24 hours personalized guest. Or I can have something built for my own hotel, which can become a 24 hour personalized guest. So it frees up all the other aspects. Okay, so human resources are freed up for a lot of things. So in a personal assistant, I go into a room and I say, I call my personal assistant, whatever. And I say that, please tell housekeeping, I need one bottle of water. Or please order room service for me. I just have to say it to the personal assistant. It'll automatically get ordered. So the entire task of me picking up the phone, calling housekeeping, them picking it up, in the desk, writing down that I need water, then them calling the floor assistant to come to my room and give me a bottle of water, all that gets eradicated. So I'm not calling housekeeping. The personal assistant, virtual assistant, is automatically informing the housekeeping as well as the boy to give the water. And when the water is delivered, it is automatically recording as the water is delivered, so it's following up also. So it's freeing all my personnel to do other work. The same thing goes with ordering room service and other aspects, and AI can do this beautifully. AI can also follow up. So that's the beauty of it. So that allows the personnel who is just sitting there doing a routine task for him, doing more productive work. They deliver instant information also. Instant information. I can ask for anything, information will come out. Now, one is for a person who's checked in smart room assistants. The other is chatbots for people who want to come to my hotel using the internet, website, apps. Same AI using voice to text or text to voice or anything else can do the same job for a person who wants to check into my hotel. So information can be given instantly and on a real-time basis. So, AI using NLP and ML are self-learning tools. They keep learning, they keep developing. And they understand because they're using machine languages and different languages to NLP to understand guest inquiries. They can offer recommendations, can handle booking efficiently. So they become my virtual sales guy and gives an entire direct presence to the guest. So it enhances my guest experience. Speed, convenience, enhances all that, personalized assistance. Now, for example, bookings.com. There's a booking assistant. Automated 30% of queries in under 5 minutes. Booking assistant does exactly what I just told you. But it automates the entire thing. Because booking.com is a general website for all hotels. So it takes time. Otherwise, it wouldn't take time. It happened instantly if it is one hotel.